Hello. Welcome to the AlexaCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com.
I recently picked up an Echo Show 8. So there's the Echo Show 5, it's 5-inch, there's an 8-inch, and a 10-inch. The 8-inch was on sale for $99, and I went over and looked at it, and there are a couple of things that inspired this. I had an old Fire TV stick, and it turns out, and I'm not quite sure why, I could not watch Apple Plus TV on that. So I was like, okay, but I could watch it in my living room where I had a newer Fire TV stick. So in the process of wanting to watch Apple TV in my bedroom, I thought, hey, let's get an Echo Show and we will be good to go. Because after all, it has a video screen, and I saw where they were on sale. And to be honest with you, did not read any of the print of exactly what it does. I just said, hey, it's a video screen. Anything with a video, you're going to be able to watch YouTube. You're going to be able to watch Netflix. You're going to be able to watch Hulu, et cetera, et cetera. And it turns out that is not the case. I believe you can watch Hulu, because at one point I asked her to show what you could do. And I do love the fact that you can watch the Food Network. There's actually a Food Network app. And the apps seem to be a little different. It's kind of like the Echo is its own little, or the Echo Show is its own little beast. And so you could watch YouTube, but you would have to do it via a browser, which is possible, just not as easy. And I'm assuming I could probably do Apple Plus. But, and at first, I'll be honest with you, I was a little disappointed. But a couple things, a couple days. Number one, there are a couple things that it does do. Now, if you want to do video chatting, that's really what it's designed to do and to do well. It's also, I love the fact that it still sits next to my bed. And if you say good night, it will actually put this kind of black screen with an owl on it. And then it goes into a dark mode. And I found this because at first I thought, oh, this is going to be a problem. But if you turn off the lights in your room, it will then put that Echo Show into kind of a dark mode and with a much larger clock. So I thought that was really cool. The other thing I've heard about this is that when you compare it to the 8 and the 10, even though the 10 has a little better speakers, the 8 sounds really good. And I will say it'll kind of blast you out of the room, and it sounds pretty decent. It also, when you do your flash briefing, it'll show things on the screen. My thing that I like is when I show it in the, if I'm doing something with my calendar, it puts my calendar up on the screen. Likewise, I said to her, show my Spotify playlist, and it did, and I could swipe left and right and actually click on the screen to choose. So that was pretty cool. And so while I had a few minor disappointments when I first got it because I couldn't watch, you know, a couple different things on it, you can kind of get around it. And like I said, I didn't play with Hulu, but it sure looked like there was a Hulu app that would allow me to do that. So if you've ever thought of this, because they make the Spot, which is actually the first one I was going to get, and put that next to my kind of bed, because I think that's really, that is meant to be kind of like an Echo Dot, which is a little hockey puck looking one with a screen, so that you could basically have a clock there and have a speaker, but not sound phenomenal. So the other thing I liked about the Echo Show 8 is it has a physical cover. So if you want to cover the camera, especially being in the bedroom, that's a thing you can do. The Echo 10, you have to do that via software. Nothing against our family at Amazon. I want a physical shield over that bad boy. When you go into the Alexa app, I don't want to say the A word here. There are more options because you now have a screen and you can have it throw on like a rotating list of news items. And here are things to try with Alexa, things of the nature. But the thing I had it do, which is kind of neat, is you can upload a bunch of photos to your Amazon account. And it will then, you can then go in and say, hey, use this folder, use this book and things like that. And I don't know how much the kind of video picture frames are. Those used to be fairly expensive, and now you can basically put this in and you can easily update it by just simply swapping out the photos in your Amazon account. And I was surprised. This is the first time I've done anything like that. And it's kind of cool to just walk into your room. You're like, oh man, I picture my dog or whatever. And it kind of just brightens your day. And so I thought that was a really handy feature as well. And so for $99, it was actually pretty cool. And the other thing, I'm actually thinking of getting one now for my kitchen, which is originally where I was going to put this, is I mentioned in a previous episode, I bought an iHome kind of clock slash stereo, and it sounds great. But there is a difference between kind of being an Amazon Echo device and being Echo enabled. And I'll give you an example. I've talked in the past how you can set up groups of speakers. So I could set up my, like for instance, downstairs, I have an Echo in my living room. I now have this home kind of clock stereo in my kitchen. And if that was an Echo show, I could actually say, hey, let's make a group of speakers and put the Echo and the Echo show together and label it downstairs. So I could say, hey, play this downstairs, and off it would go. With the iHome unit, while it sounds great, and yes, you can say to it, hey, you know, Lexi, do this and that, it's not quite 100% the same. So consequently, even though that device has speakers in it that sounds great, I cannot add it as a speaker group. And I found that somewhat disappointing. But again, that's not an official, that's like an Echo enabled, not an actual Amazon device. So that was kind of cool. The other thing I thought was neat, I said in the last episode how you can have global reminders. Well, I forgot the one day to set a reminder to remind me on all devices, and it was going off in my bedroom. And so this thing's like, I'm reminding you, it's time to blah, blah, blah. And I was in my office and I told Lexi, I said, Lexi, stop in the bedroom. And she did. I thought that was cool. So you can, and I think I might even said, stop Echo Show. And it did that. So if you kind of either say the room or the device, that came in pretty handy. So I'll have links out in the show notes, alexacast.com, if you're looking to pick up a show or really anything. We have links out there, and that helps, you know, keep the show going. It inspires me. And keep in mind, this is not an official Amazon podcast. This is just me sharing my opinion. The other fun thing is, sometime before the end of the year, I'm going to be moving to an actual house. I live in an apartment now, and I'm actually excited because I will be able to do things like locks and temperature and all sorts of other things. Cameras I plan on adding. I really plan on getting into the whole Lexi sphere, if there is such a thing, and enabling my house more than I do now in my apartment. So thanks so much for listening. I will let her have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.